It's Thursday, the 15th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Mines and Energy Ministry has announced that the moratorium on issuing wholesale petroleum licenses in place since August 2 years ago will be lifted on Friday. The pause was intended to enhance the ministry's licensing system. Since 2018, the ministry has issued 87 new retail licenses, raising the total to over 500 nationwide. The ministry's SGO Shange Ten Hashila.
The moratorium on issuing new retail licenses continues to be in place, and this is because there is still evidence that the average demand of fuel has not increased, suggesting that issuing new retail licenses will negatively affect the viability of the existing retail outlets.
The Namibia Revenue Agency has announced that clearing agents who do not renew their licenses for this year will face suspension. A 30-day grace period will be provided from August 14 to September 13 for agents to complete their renewal. Failure to renew by the deadline will result in license termination. The agency's Tonateni Shidudu.
This renewal is contingent upon the completion of the admission of guilt form available at all our customs and excise offices where payment will be made. They will be required to pay a penalty fee of $8,000 for non-compliance, complete a renewal application form, and pay an additional renewal fee of $100.
In South Africa, the DA renewed its call for the justice in the VBS Mutual Bank looting scandal during a media briefing at the High Court in Pretoria, where the pre-trial in a VBS case is taking place. The DA's Bakolile Ndodada says 6 years after the scandal broke, the party demands that it is time for those responsible to be held accountable, including politicians who allegedly benefited from this crime.
The VBS scandal exposed widespread looting by bank officials and politicians, including senior leaders of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Floyd Chivambu and Julius Malema. The DA will now reach out to the VBS Stakeholders Forum to support and assist victims in their recovery process. The DA has asked the Parliamentary Committee on Police to ensure that SAPS completes the investigation as quickly as possible.
The World Health Organization declared mpox a global public health emergency on Wednesday, marking the second such declaration in 2 years, reports Reuters. This decision follows an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has spread to neighboring countries. An emergency committee convened earlier in the day to advise WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus on the severity of the situation, leading to the classification of the outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern. U.S. Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz says he's accepted an offer to debate his Republican opponent J.D. Vance in October. It's still unclear whether Vance has agreed to participate. With a report for us, here's Ira Spitzer.
Tim Walz posted on X that he had agreed to the debate hosted by CBS News, writing, "See you on October 1st, J.D." However, while exiting his plane, Vance didn't respond to reporters' questions about whether he had agreed or would agree to that date. October 1st was one of four potential dates proposed by the network. Vance has previously said he's looking forward to debating the Minnesota governor. The debates have been a contentious issue in this election cycle, with both sides accusing the other side of trying to dodge them.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.